crying in baseball!
Prepare the water cooler, that we may gather around it later and discuss things. Play ball!
It's time for the Coach's Corner on Drive Time Sports.
Holy cow!
Tuesday edition of the Coach's Corner, and today is actually going to begin our season wrap-up interviews. We're going to be doing this over the next several days, recapping the baseball and softball seasons for Emory, USU Eastern, and Garbin High School. Today we're going to begin with USU Eastern. Travis, the softball team, only in their second year of existence. I mean, they battled. They had opportunities this year to actually finish inside the top three in the conference, which is a very talented conference when you take Salt Lake and Snow and CSI and Southern Nevada. I mean, it's a tough, tough group to begin with. It was a successful year going 14-17 in conference play.
Yeah, each year you continue to lay the foundation for the program from year one to year two where they've improved. Now you're heading into year three. You're getting more comfortable with the girls that you want to recruit, bring them in, and move forward from there. And, you know, by maybe next year, you're up to that two, maybe battling for that one spot.
I think so. Now, to talk a bit about that, we have Coach Brittany Richens in the studio with us right now. Coach, a pleasure to get you in today. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
Definitely, Coach. The softball season is over. It was a series of ups and downs for you guys throughout the year. I mean, we had talked over the last couple of weeks, and you guys had played really good softball at times this season. It carried over into the conference tournament, but unfortunately, it was a quick two games and done.
Yeah, I think we were a little tired.
Yeah. Well, look, I mean, let's be real. When you play a season that's this long, we don't have the depth that some of the other schools have. I mean, that's just being factual.
Yeah, and plus no bye weeks either, so right. That's really hard. But
as far as some of the ups for the team this year, I mean, what were some of the massive positives, Coach, that you look back on now that the season is over and say, you know what, yeah, that was some silver lining for us?
I think the funnest thing was beating two nationally ranked teams twice. We were kind of the underdogs going into the games, and the girls just really came through and pulled through and got a couple walk-off wins and a couple road wins against Slick. So I would say that's probably the most memorable part of it for me as a second-year program.
Well, and you guys were right in the thick of it as far as conference play goes. Had an opportunity to actually finish third in conference.
Yeah, we had to beat Snow 3 out of the 4 times our last home conference. I really thought we would have done that, but we fell short. Needed maybe one more pitcher, so.
Throughout the year, there were times where you guys would go toe-to-toe with some squads. You'd start off strong, finish slow, or vice versa. I mean, it just seemed like in a lot of losses, you guys were in these games. They weren't blowouts, to say the least.
Yeah, I think what's something that's really hard is we almost had CSI beat 3 times and we ended up losing 15-7. It's like we just had one bad inning, and that was kind of our arch nemesis, whatever, however you say that word.
Arch nemesis.
Yeah. This year, so that sucked, but I mean, it happens.
It happens. It definitely happens. You do have a lot of freshmen on the team that'll be coming back next year, and so as far as what they were able to accomplish this year moving into next season, how much easier is it going to be for you?
I think it's going to be fun for the new freshmen and for the returners that are coming back. JUCO is such a rollover process. Yep. You know, I wish I could have them all for all 4 years, and that's the hardest thing about being a coach is kind of making that relationship with them and letting them go at certain times. So I think the freshmen are going to want it even more next year than what our returners wanted it this year.
And from a recruiting standpoint, now that you have 2 years under your belt, that's got to be easier for you as well, because now you can actually take them a program where beforehand, I mean, you're almost selling a dream, right? Because it's non-existent at that point.
Yeah, so my first year I was kind of selling the thought of a come make history, mm-hmm. You know, and now I can sell the fact that in our second season, we beat nationally ranked teams, so.
And you guys play in a very tough conference as well.
Yes, it's very hard.
And we're talking about 4 pretty solid teams. In Colorado, I know they have their ups and downs, but you never really know what to expect with them. With that being said, you guys had several individuals that picked up all conference, all region honors as well, and that's impressive as well. 9 total got recognition. I mean, that's a lot for a second-year program.
Yeah, our first year we had one, and she got second team, and then this year we had one on first team, 3 on second team, and 5 that were honorable mentions. So on the honorable mention, it means that they got a vote from a different coach in the conference. So,
well, let's talk about a couple of these girls. First off, Cassidy Howe. Again, she was second team all conference last year, gets first team this year. Yeah. So when you talk about players that will have a lasting imprint on this program, Cassidy Howe's got to be one of them, because she was top notch for you guys for 2 years.
Oh yeah, for sure. She got Scenic West Athletic Player of the Week twice and was National Player of the Week once. Us as a coaching staff honestly believe she was the player of the year. She was good offensively and defensively for us, whereas some others may have just been good offensively. So we believe that she should have been the player of the year and was the all-around player for the SWAC.
She batted like 515 or something like that, didn't she?
Yeah, I think she was fourth in the nation with her batting average. That's at one point, she was first at like 547 or something like that. So
that's nuts to think about. No, she's definitely been a standout. And then there are some other girls. I know Maddie Blauer, she got second team if I remember correctly as well, and this is a girl that's been a part of the program for 2 years. So it's, you know, girls like that, I mean, you're saying goodbye to the original members.
Yeah, I would say they're probably one of my hardest two players to kind of miss and positions to fill. Whoever's coming in definitely has big shoes to fill in those two positions.
Again, we're being joined right now by Brittany Richens, manager of the USU Eastern Girls Softball Squad. With that being said, you take a look at the girls that you were saying goodbye to. Outside of Cassidy Howe and outside of Madison Blauer, who are some other girls that will be severely missed on this team?
I'm going to miss all my sophomores. You know, they kind of made the year for us, and they've been a lot of fun, and they were really good supporters of the team and kind of what we were trying to do as a program and coaching staff.
And how many of them were 2 years for you out of your sophomore? Quite a few, didn't you?
Besides Cassidy and Maddie, there was Angelique Lokini and Alex Blauer.
Okay, so
and then,
four of them.
Yeah, and then Shelby Shirtliff transferred from Slick.
Right.
So.
Right. So again, you have those girls that are original Eagles. I mean, that's kind of it's kind of crazy, because you and I were talking before the program had even started. Now we're talking about your third recruiting class coming in. How has the recruiting trail gone for you up to this point?
Oh, I think it's getting much easier. The girls are kind of coming to us instead of having to look for them. Mm-hmm. So it's been really nice. And I have a couple of guys in Salt Lake that actually recruit for me. So that makes it nice too, because then they just send me names and I just go watch them, or, you know, they just send me information on them. And so that's really nice.
Well, let's be honest. If you're a JUCO coach, especially in a smaller market, you have to use every outlet possible, because you just don't have the budget nor the time to do it all.
Exactly.
Yes.
Yep.
So that's good that you have those outlets. Coach, let's talk about some camps that you have coming up. Less than a month, you're going to welcome in both young and old. I mean, you kind of have a whole camp for designed towards everyone.
Yeah. On the 11th of June, we are going to do a camp for 8th grade and younger. I have Bob Schober coming to help. He was the hitting coach at BYU. And then on the 12th, we're going to do 9th grade and above. And, I mean, that's really good for anybody that is interested in Eastern, just because of the fact of us seeing them on a more personal level for a longer amount of time.
So what are some of the things that these kids will pick up at this camp?
We'll do fielding, hitting, pitching, catching, defense. And if I get enough interest, we'll do a campus tour for the older group of kids.
And, as you mentioned, it is important for these freshmen, sophomores, it is important for them to get acclimated to a program if they want to play softball past high school.
Yeah. If you're starting recruiting processes in your junior year, you're late.
Right.
So,
right.
Not necessarily for JUCO, but if you're wanting to go and play big time ball, you're way late if you're waiting till your junior year to start your recruiting process.
Yeah, no, that's very true. And as far as the help that you have, as far as your assistants, I know your staff has changed a little bit. Do you have a staff in place now that you're happy with as far as coaches?
Me and Chad Blackhurst.
Yeah.
He is Avery's dad, and my assistants kind of quit on me in the middle of the season, which is okay. You know, people have life changes and that happens. And he really stepped in and helped me, and he wants to come back next year. So we're going to have him and hopefully add a pitching coach. So
how much do you have to rely on an assistant? For those who are unaware, I want this out of your own words, because I see how much assistants do and how valuable they can be to a program. It's almost crucial to have a key assistant, isn't it?
Yeah, he's been a lifesaver for me. Not only on the field, but off the field. He's a really great guy and really helped our programs and helped build the confidence of our girls.
So, Coach, moving into next season, what are some of the things that you would like to see improve within the program?
I would say my pitching staff. Mm-hmm. We're bringing Carly Levy back. She's our only one that will be back from our pitching staff. Besides Mackenzie Dorney, she threw a little bit, but, I mean, she's probably more of a middle infielder than our being a main pitcher. So I'd say pitching and hopefully consistency in finishing a game.
Yeah. That comes with experience, right?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Have you grown as a manager?
Oh, yeah.
You can tell night and day difference between Coach Richens last year to Coach Richens this year?
Yeah. I think it's been a lot more fun and personable to me.
Mm-hmm.
It's helped me grow as a person, and it's nice to see the girls grow and how much they appreciate you.
Well, Coach, we'll end with this. I want to move back over to the camps. For anyone that is interested, once again, what's the best way to find information on registering for your camp?
It's on my Facebook page and on the softball page. I believe they are going to post it on our main athletics page as well.
Mm-hmm.
And then they can just shoot me an email and I'll just give them any information.
And what's your email?
Brittany.Richens@usu.edu.
Coach, I always look forward to you stopping by and having conversations about the team. Thank you again. Congratulations on completing year number two, and hopefully we just continue to get a little bit better each year going into year three.
Yes, hopefully. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. That's Coach Brittany Richens of the USU Eastern Softball Squad. We've got a break for just a moment. When we come back, we're going to talk NBA lottery. It's tonight. Who has the most to lose? Who has the most to gain? We'll talk about all that and what it means for several teams that we'll be keeping an eye on tonight. It's coming up here on this Tuesday edition of Drive Time Sports, KOAL 107.3 FM and 7:50 AM.